Hi, thanks for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. However, if you've just joined us on the show, tonight we're discussing the political ramifications of the charges of misappropriating funds against Syed Saddiq and his party, MUDA. So now let's speak to political analyst Dr. Sharifa Shahira Syed Sheikh. Shahira, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. I'm just wondering what you think. What impact do you think the charges are, and the ensuing court case will have, not just on Syed Saddiq's political career, but also his personal charisma, you know, taking into consideration the tremendous amount of goodwill that he had garnered from his work distributing COVID relief aid?
Hi, thank you, Ashrawani, for inviting me. Based on social media narratives, a lot of netizens consider this as another political drama. So when it is considered a political drama, it seems to be just like what Cynthia said just now, it's about a trust deficit against the politician in Malaysia. And based on his case, it is very subjective and ambiguous because it's about political funding and about misappropriation of political finance. So it's something that is vague and unclear. And based on his live Facebook and Instagram, I mean, although he's not, he used to be a minister, former minister. Although he's not the current minister or holding any post, it seems to be like he does have a very huge influence. Politics is all about perception. So in his case, to what extent the perception is on his side or on the other politician's side?
Shaya, I can ask you about that because you just, like many of us, watched, Syed Saddiq on Facebook, or it could have been Instagram. I watched on Instagram. I think he has over a million followers on Instagram. And then a lot of comments were coming up, right? And so what is your sense of his delivery, his ability to persuade, the kind of comments that were coming up? What was the atmosphere like?
It's a mix between the supporters of Bersatu against him, and also there are also a lot of supporters from his maybe his party, from youth. We can see a mixture of reactions. But the thing is, for him to receive a very large viewer, for about 25,000 viewers for Instagram and Facebook, it actually shows a certain amount of influence. And the thing about politics, as I mentioned, it's about influence, it's about perception. So to what extent, who's who, can show and can actually portray what kind of perception. Yes, politicians need to know and need to ensure their political survival. In this case, I mean, government or the opposition party. However, they also need to be in line with the rational and also the critical thinking of the rakyat, that the people are able to access to any information now, and due to our education system, due to our information policies, we are very open and we are able to analyze the situation independently. So my advice, I really hope that all politicians, please, although we are going for you are going for political survival to actually ensure your strength in politics, make sure you are also looking at the survival of rakyat and perceived as a person who represents rakyat.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you on that, particularly during a time of crisis. This is a politician, Sadiq is a politician who has been working on the ground, delivering aid, and we see that on social media, and you know, his supporters see that. Even the most ambivalent of observers can see that. I'm just wondering, you know, how this could reflect on the MACC or even the Attorney General's Chambers or the Perikatan National Government. Could charging an opposition politician during a crisis backfire on the government?
But the thing is, we need to I believe, you know, in the integrity of MACC, yeah, and the government, especially the government officers, yeah, because at AG, and I'm sure that the trials and the whole process will be done in a very you know, in a fair trial, and the perception, yes, but I think the perception is more against the politician instead of the government. Yeah.
Okay.
And finally, just a quick note on his tone. Do you think, what do you think of Syed Saddiq's strategy during the FB and Instagram talk, you know, speaking very frankly, saying that, looking at the facts and saying, oh, you can Google this yourself, you know, go ahead and Google when Basatu was in fact temporarily banned and therefore I couldn't have done this. Do you think that was a powerful strategy?
I think for him, because this is what he's been doing in terms of the disputing all the COVID aids and so forth, and this is his style. It works in certain for certain group of people, but it might not work for a certain group of people. But the thing about to be a politician, this is one of the risks and challenge, I think, that any politician, especially those who say it out loud, they want to make some kind of political changes. Okay, so it's not easy to make change, and there will be hurdles and challenges. So we'll see how it goes, because I have will need time to actually analyze. For example, if I need to do a real forensic or intelligence analysis on social media, the comments and all those, I do need time. But we have 50-50 when it comes to influence. Okay. As I mentioned, politics is all about perceptions. Yeah.
We'll check back in with you for that analysis, Dr. Shahira. Thank you so much for your time. That was political analyst Dr. Sharifa Shahira. That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off the evening.
Thank you so much for watching. Good night.